This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Brought to you by the Ensoyment family of products. Ensoy yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME-1, code word Revelations.
Sarah, you had them pull me out of... You sent for me?
What were you into, Langua?
The gymnasium, physical training.
Take a seat. Put your towel down. That's a Tenrero chair.
Yes, sir.
Point that fan in your direction.
Yes, sir.
Relax, son. You're not in any sort of trouble. Shit. I'm not supposed to call people son these days.
It's okay.
Can I get you a bottle of water?
No, thank you.
Well, the reason I had them bring you in here was so that we could have a
little... Do you have olfactory?
I'm sorry?
Olfactory, it helps me too.
Oh, no, can't help you there.
Okay.
Are you sniffing the inside of your pocket?
Of course not, sir.
How have things been lately out on the wall?
Oh, it's been fine, just fine.
Nothing in particular going on?
Of course, there have been several incursions. You were copied on the reports.
I have your reports, among others.
Well, then there's... That's it. The wall. It's holding. We've held it, sir.
You and the personnel under your command.
Of course. With them.
And everything's been all right there.
Of course, sir. Can I have that water now?
I heard about another sort of incursion happening out there. One that was off the reports.
Sir?
What I heard is they fragged you.
I'm sorry?
The personnel under your command fragged you.
I don't recognize that term.
Attempted, at least, being as you're still here.
I don't know where you heard that, sir, but I promise you that I'm in complete control of my command. My command. I admit there was an incident, just rebellious horseplay among the personnel, but it was dealt with. I handled it, it's fully taken care of, and it was nothing at all. Nothing to concern yourself with. The wall is secure. Everything is... It's just fine now.
That's your position.
That's my report, sir.
And there's nothing else to add.
I can't think of another thing. If that's all, I'll just be...
Be gentle with that chair. I've asked you already.
Yes, sir.
Sit back down, son. We're still talking. I know this hasn't been the easiest adjustment for you. You changed places a little late in the game, didn't you?
I wouldn't refer to it that way.
You moved to Rio fresh out of school. Not a lot of time to get used to the place. It's okay. I've only been here a few years myself. I started out in northern Ontario before the fires spread and the conglomerate snapped up anything worth keeping. I jumped ship to the consortium with any secrets I could grab. You came here with your family?
Yes. Yes, sir. My sister and I. Our parents were... Well, they thought that...
I know that story, too. My folks were separatists back in the day. Still, you made the right choice. I know you've been wondering, late at night on the wall, or when you wake up in your own or breaking down the door, but we've got a place for you. Don't worry about that.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
And believe me, their new CO is gonna bust their chops, but good.
New CO? You mean I'm being... You mean they're not being... I'd like to lodge a formal protest.
Cool your jets, officer. Didn't you tell me 5 minutes ago that nothing officially happened? You don't want to be out there anyway. We all know that wall is coming down. It's just a matter of time. Negotiations are already under... Hell, you don't need to know that. Wipe that out of your head, son.
Sir, I think I'm gonna leave now.
We're not finished.
I think I might be. I'd like to resign from security official as of today. You can have my ID's in my locker, but I can get it and bring it back, no time at all. I tried to fit in. Je me suis battu pour ton futur. I did. Everything I was told. I went through training, even with the Enclave's shit transition program. I made it through. You put me on the wall. I said, okay, I'll go up there. I knew what kind of command I was getting. I said to myself, Michel, you can handle this. Everyone starts somewhere, and I was doing that job for you. I was doing it, and if this is all the respect that doing that job gets, all I've got to say is, mettez-vous le au cul. I'm done.
Are you? Are you done?
I just have to get my...
You can go if you want. I can't keep you from leaving.
All right. I appreciate the... whatever this was.
But I wouldn't have called you in here if you weren't still worth something to the Enclave. I trained your sister. Did you know that? She was, a lot like you when it came to people skills. But she was a goddamn superior candidate. I was proud to have a hand in shaping her.
Nobody made Maria what she is but Maria.
Of course, I mean they were. Standard protocol and all. But you're right. They became one hell of an officer. Their reports are still the high point of my week.
You know where she is?
Of course I do, son.
She wasn't allowed to say. I get messages, but they've been bounced a dozen times.
Maria Langlois is right where I put her. Under my command, following my advice to the letter. She wasn't so hot on the moon when I first suggested it, but...
She's on the moon?
Head of security at Base Gamma.
I can't believe she never said. She wouldn't even give me a hint.
We keep things locked down pretty tight here in security. Communication with Earth is strictly limited.
You have to let me send a message. I'll submit through the protocol office. I'll have it pre-censored.
Or... You could bypass all that by following in your big sister's footsteps.
On Moonbase Gamma?
Theta, actually.
Theta. That's the one that's on the...
You'll be replacing the current three-person team.
By myself?
The crew is being reduced as well. But it's a big responsibility. I don't trust one of them. Other than you, of course.
Of course.
So... I can count on you?
I don't understand why I'm the best choice. How much longer is Maria assigned to be?
Hard to say. Things have gotten a bit volatile on the moon. Every base is being scaled back, locked up tight. There's gonna be... See there? I did it again. Can't tell you more, son. Classified.
Unless I'm on the inside.
There is that.
There is that. I'm still... I want to know what happens to... Damn it. Je me sens pas bien comme ça. You can count on me, sir.
I thought so. There's a lot more we'll need to talk about. Who to keep a particular eye on. Protocols for information gathering. But there's time for that. Go and get yourself cleaned up, son.
Right away.
Oh, Langlois. You remember where I said I moved here from?
I think you said...
Canada, while it was still a thing, had two official languages. Je parle français. You may want to keep that in mind.
Oh, I'm... Understood, sir.
You're dismissed.
What the hell was that? Dans quoi me suis-je embarqué exactement? Receive internal conduction.
You have a message from an unauthorized source. Do you accept?
Go ahead, play.
Hey, mister. Long time no hear. My fault, of course, but now you know the reason why. Which I can finally talk to you about. Congrats on the new gig. I'll tell you right now, you're gonna want a sweater, and I'd suggest your own body armor.
How the hell does she know?
You know how it goes in our line of work. If you've got the right connections. Lucky for you, when you get up here, you're gonna have me. And that'll make everything a whole lot easier. Don't worry about anything, kid. I've got your back. I've got to get to it here. They run wild if you're not looking, right? Might be a sore subject at the moment. Anyway, you're going to show those assholes. Welcome to the moon, little bro.
Message complete. If you wish to record a reply, please say...
Stop. Save for later. Welcome to the moon, I guess.
This episode featured Cass McPhee as Michelle and DJ Silvis as the Enclave Officer, with a special appearance by Cap Blackard as Maria. It was written and edited by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Thank you so much for all of your support. A million thank yous. Enough thank yous to reach up to the moon and back. Back in 2 weeks, when we'll be bringing you Adjustments, an episode about Wilder featuring Tina Daniels and Claudia Elvidge. Until then, Moonbasians.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio. For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Solari Bottling
Wine Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here in Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.